All right, so I have a very, very interesting woman on the phone named Sarah. I was actually at a party a couple of weeks ago, and Sarah and I started talking about her experience with online dating, and right away I pretty much interrupted her and said, stop, I need to interview you, so that the members of my website can listen to her opinions. I think that she definitely has a lot to say about online dating. She's had a lot of experiences, and even better, she has a success story coming out of online dating. So there was a start, a middle, and an absolutely amazing finish that everybody's hoping to achieve with online dating. So Sarah, welcome, and thank you so much for agreeing to talk to me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So let's just jump right into it. I really want to hear about your history of online dating and your experience, and I'll start throwing some questions in and interrupting you probably. But just totally really, fine. Yeah, like your general take on online dating and your experiences.
So it started back in probably November, December of 1997 through AOL dial-up.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was in college in the Midwest, and I was about to transfer back home to the West Coast, so I was trying to find some people to get to know before I moved back here to LA.
That's smart. Okay.
And so when you logged on to AOL, there was a love tab, or I forget how it was, but you would click on it, and then I think you could search for people that were online at the same time, certain things, and then you could choose to chat with them.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. So I met two guys.
So you were using this for dating, right?
I'm sorry?
Were you using this for dating and for finding friends, or was the main reason that you went on?
No, it was boys. It was boys.
All right. Gotcha.
And I always try to be very honest.
Okay, good.
You know, when I put up online profiles, and it took a while, it took years, but finally my bullshit detector got really good.
Okay.
And so I got, of course, better and better and better at the online dating thing the longer I did it.
What was your,
my criteria?
Yeah, your criteria. What was your checklist?
I had a lot.
Okay. No, it's fine.
Basically, he had to, yes, want to be in a relationship.
Okay.
Grammar and spelling was huge.
Yeah.
Huge. And, you know, he had to have, you know, the your thing together, the it's and it's. If there was a grammar or like a spelling error, it turned me off immediately.
I help a lot of men with their online profiles, and there are tons of spelling and grammar. And I don't even read. Like, I'm the worst with English. I'm horrible, and I have horrible grammar skills as well. But when I spot it in the profiles, or even when I had my own profile up online, I was very careful about spelling correctly. It just means that you're lazy and that you're not putting yourself into it completely. So I completely agree with
that. Yeah. I mean, you know, take the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, of course, I would look and see what, because, you know, by this point, online profiles had gotten a lot more in-depth. You could put, you know, the types of movies and books and entertainment and, you know, your job. And so I kind of looked for people who are creative, who, you know, actually read books, who maybe did something interesting. Their job wasn't important. You know, it was more about whether it was something that they loved and, you know, had passion for.
Okay. That's interesting.
And, you know, as far as looks wise, I definitely had a type.
Okay.
But I was also open to meeting people who weren't necessarily my type. And I tailored my profile to try to attract the types of guys that I wanted. You know, at the very end of the entire thing, I would put, you know, just to make sure you've actually read what I've written, I want you to put this particular phrase in the email that you send me.
Really? And so did your husband do that when he wrote to you?
I wrote to him first.
Oh, you did? Okay, so you actually reached out to people. Okay.
Yes, I did.
How often would you do that compared to others writing to you?
I've always been very aggressive, and I think that may have also turned off a lot of guys.
Yeah.
You know, I try to be honest. I try to be forthcoming about what I want. And it felt like a lot of times they would pretend that they wanted the same thing, you know, have some sex and then be done with it.
Okay.
Which, you know, don't do that.
No, I agree.
You know, I'm sure that there are women out there, like, you know, I was at some point, who are totally happy to have sex with you with no strings attached. Mm-hmm. But the ones that don't want to do that, don't do that with them.
No, I can, but that's in your hands too, you know?
Yeah.
Well, for some people, that is on their judgment scale, you know? They have to see if they do connect sexually, if it is being put out there. Yeah. The only thing that I don't like is that if you do lead somebody down a path saying that I'm having sex with you because I want to have a relationship with you, as opposed to we're just figuring each other out. And that's where the difference is of honesty. Where, you know, I've talked about it before. You know, if you do want to have a one-night stand with a person, don't say, you know what, I absolutely really think you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're sexy. I'm looking to have a relationship with you. You seem like the best. Like, it's like leading people down a path where you don't, you know, in your heart, you're really not going to go down that path with them. So mm-hmm. you can just say, listen, I think you're sexy. I would love to have sex with you. I'm attracted to you. I think, you know, there's a different way of positioning yourself where it's not
absolutely
skeezy and lying. But I want to get back to the you dating online, like actually not having the dating experiences after, but mm-hmm. for a lot of the guys that write into me, they want to know how to handle themselves online. They want to know how to write their profiles. They want to know, you know, what is the best way for them to present themselves online. And one thing that I got for sure from you was to be honest, which I think is great. No spelling mm-hmm. errors or grammar errors, which I also think is great. What about the pictures?
Yeah.
What do you think of guys who have tons of pictures of, like, their motorcycle or, you know, 40 million pictures of them just by themselves? Like, what did you think when you were looking through profiles?
It's really silly and unnecessary.
Yeah. No, I always say that. I'm like, why do you have all those pictures? So what were things that you like to look for in the pictures other than how they looked, which, you know, that's each individual person's taste.
Well, okay, but take my husband, for example. He had, I think, 4 or 5 pictures of himself on his profile.
Okay.
The first one that I saw was just a headshot of him, like, next to a Superman poster in his room.
Okay. <That's>
so, the first thing I noticed were his eyes.
Okay.
Because they're huge and bluish green. And
huge.
Then there was Superman. And I was like, huh, okay, that's kind of interesting. And then he had a picture of himself on one of those little horses outside of grocery stores.
Okay, so he has a sense of humor, obviously.
So, you know, super fun, right?
Yeah. And that's what I would think, too. I think that's cute. I think it shows that you're playful and you can be funny.
Yeah. So, you know, there's no need to have a ton of pictures of yourself. Come on. Like, how many angles can you shoot yourself?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
what about pictures of pets or with pets, or are you looking at those pictures to get a full idea of who this person is? Like, I always say that's great if you have one picture with you and your friends to show that you have friends and that you can have a good time out socially. You know, I don't usually recommend in your profile picture to have you like hugging a girl who's not obviously your sister.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
no
I
girl.
I didn't like that. If there was a group of people, it was totally fine. But I was I was like, why are you putting your girlfriend on that? Even though it's not probably, it's just like, I get what you're trying to do by showing that women want, it didn't work for me. For what I was looking for, it didn't work for me.
Really, I want to see the person whose profile it is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not so concerned with seeing him out in a social situation, like in a bar, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
It's really just about them and whether, you know, if their dog is a big part of their life, then sure, post a picture of yourself with your dog.
Yeah. But what about just a picture of the dog? What about just a picture of the dog?
No. Why would you do that? I'm not going to do that.
Okay, good. No, I agree. I completely agree. And I've talked to tons of other people who say the exact same thing.
Yeah, I don't need to see your car. I don't care what you drive.
Exactly. Well, okay, so then what about the actual written words of the profile? What were you looking for? And what were things that were too much for you sometimes, or that turned you off, that was in their profile?
Excessive cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because yes, sure, I want romance, but I don't need you to ram it down my throat.
Okay.
You know, like there are sometimes where subtlety is better.
Yeah.
I don't need to know that you're going to like bring me a red rose in the morning and cook me breakfast and walk me on the beach. I don't care about that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I want to know that you're an actual real person.
No, I feel the same way as you. I completely agree with this.
Yeah.
I've worked on people's profiles where they're like, I plan on being this guy who walks hand in hand on the beach and I want to bring you a rose every morning. And yeah, okay. And yes, those things are absolutely wonderful, but it's like you're just throwing that out there right away. Yeah. It's
like you read Romance 101 and you're jotting it down, and that's not what I want.
Yeah, pretty much. And like, it sort of shows that you'll give that to anybody. That's what it means in my mind, that it's like, you don't even know who you're writing to, right? Yes, in your mind, you would love to have that type of relationship where you love a woman so much that you do want to do those things for her. And I feel that I want to earn that behavior. So it's nice to know that the person is romantic, and they can just say, mm-hmm. I'm quite a romantic. I don't know what it is that I want to do, but hopefully I can find somebody that can pique my romantic spirit. Or light my romantic spirit so that I can be the romantic guy I've always craved to be.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of a little bit better than saying, you know, I'll be gushy. I don't know. There's something that really always turned me off about men who are over the top with what their walks on the beach that they want to take.
And, well, right. And it's totally generic. You
exactly.
know? Like, who wants that? We want somebody who is an individual.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, if they were to say something like, you know, I'll take you bike riding on, you know, the sidewalk with an ice cream cone, I'd be like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But at least that's something different, you know?
I completely agree with you. It just seems like those gushy sentences were put in place there because they think that women like that stuff.
Yeah, no,
you don't. It's not really them. Exactly. Okay.
Creativity, individuality, sense of humor. I mean, being funny is huge.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is extremely funny, and it came through in his profile. Mm-hmm. And so I immediately was like, I want to talk to you.
Okay. So was the whole thing jokey, or was he actually, did he take it seriously as well?
I'm trying to remember.
I wish you had the online profile, because I would love to post that too.
I have, I have mine. I wonder if he can get to his. I'd have to find out. I just know that it, you know, the combination of what he wrote and his eyes and him being on that little horse outside the grocery store, and the fact that, and actually this is a total fluke, because I was a total instant gratification whore. I was like, I want them to be online right now so I can talk to them. And he was online right then.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I instant messaged him through the site, and he had, another window open. And so he didn't know that I was instant messaging him. And so he thought, like, I was a pop-up ad.
Oh, my God.
And it emailed him every time I sent him. Like, I wrote something else in instant message, and so he got, like, 13 emails.
So he's a great stalker. No, just joking.
Yeah, and he thought, like, either, like, she's totally crazy or she's awesome.
Exactly.
So obviously we know which one it ended up being.
That's so nice.
But anyway, we met in person, I think, 3 weeks after our initial, you know, conversation online, and we've been together ever since.
Okay. And so, you being aggressive, did you ask him out, or did he step it up and ask you out?
To meet in person, you mean, or to actually? It was him. It was him. So, I was at the point where I was just done. I was like, I just don't want to deal with this. I know, I didn't even want to go out with him, actually, because I was like, if I'm just going to go out with him, he's going to kiss me and tell me he doesn't feel it, and I'm tired of it.
Really?
But, yeah. But he was like, you know, let's go out. Let's go have milkshakes.
Really?
And so I said, okay.
Okay, so good. So he finally put it out there.
Yeah. And so we went out for milkshakes. It was raining very, very hard that night. We stood under an umbrella, and he leaned into me, and I was like, huh, okay. This is something here. Yeah. And it was.
Well, obviously. A year and then later. Wait, how many years did you date for? I forget.
We've been together for 5.5 years. So we got married after about 4.
That's so nice. That's really, really sweet. Okay, so basically what I'm hearing from you is that you are looking for somebody who's consistent online.
Yes.
Like, everything is consistent. Their pictures go with their profile. Nobody's trying to be anybody that they're not. No spelling errors. No gushy-gushy.
Yeah.
And I actually completely agree with you. That's what I'm looking for as well. The more that you can stick to who you are and represent yourself that way, and the better response I feel like you're going to get for both men and women.
There are thousands of guys with profiles. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to do your best to stand out. It's just like a resume, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Women are going to give you 10, 15, 20 seconds. You know, if they like what they initially see, they'll give you a little bit more.
Right.
So you need to make sure that what you're presenting is who you are.
Mm-hmm. And it's what they're looking for as well. If they're looking for somebody who, you know, is ready to get serious, maybe not jumping straight into a relationship and ready to figure somebody else out, then that's what you have to present yourself as, if that's what you want as well. You know, that's so again, just to be authentic and genuine. I think that is perfect. And to not give, you know, we're not going to go into specifics about how to write your profile and line for line what to say or what to do, but I think that's really good feedback from a woman. And I can say for myself, that's how I use online dating. And all of my female friends that I've helped go on to online dating that have, you know, turned it into relationships and marriages, that's exactly what they asked for in the very beginning as well. It was hard for most people that I know to get used to online dating and to, like what you said, you sussed through the ones, you know, that were putting false material out there. But I think that's the way that most people want to use online dating. It's like when you go to a store, you see something in the window, it's a nice shirt, you want it to be nice when you put it on too.
Yeah. I was the first out of any of my friends to do it.
I know you were on dial-up. Of course you're the first.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they thought I was crazy and, you know, that I was going to get murdered by a psycho. And
I would have thought that too.
And, you know, obviously now it's a lot more socially acceptable and
there's
a whole crazy online world out there. But just, you know, just be an individual.
Yeah.
Don't be generic.
I know, and it's horrible. Again, two females recommending to just be yourself, the worst thing that guys can hear. But it is. It's really just like no stupid games. There's ways to enhance what it is that you already have. But really, if you have that authentic, genuine character who doesn't present himself as overly needy and desperate and gushy and, like, you know, can represent himself as an individual and be real and genuine, then that's what catches women's attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And try to be funny.
I know. Different types of funny depending on who you are. And if you're not funny, you can show that you're light and fun in other ways without being overly humorous in your profile. So,
yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You don't need, the humor does not need to be overt.
Exactly. Oh, well, thank you so much. This is actually perfect. I think that my list is definitely going to get a lot of information out of this. So thank you for talking with me. It's very appreciated.
Yep.